Scroll 3. I will persist until I succeed. There is no accident to the order of the scrolls. Scroll 1 addresses the need for commitment. Scroll 2, love. And now, Scroll 3, persistence. Three rock-solid principles on which to build a firm foundation for success. Remember Og's words from Scroll 1. Only principles endure, and these I now possess. For the laws that will lead me to greatness are contained in the words of these scrolls. We must also remember Og's warning. Never will I allow the brevity of each scroll, nor the simplicity of its words, to cause me to treat the scroll's message lightly. Thousands of grapes are pressed to fill one jar with wine, and the grape skin and pulp are tossed to the birds. So it is with these grapes of wisdom from the ages. Much has been filtered and tossed to the wind. Only the pure truth lies distilled in the words to come. I will drink as instructed, and spill not a drop. You will need 9 keys to unlock the door of persistence. Here is the first.
I will persist until I succeed. In the Orient, young bulls are tested for the fight arena in a certain manner. Each is brought to the ring and allowed to attack a picador who pricks them with a lance. The bravery of each bull is then rated with care according to the number of times he demonstrates his willingness to charge in spite of the sting of the blade. Henceforth will I recognize that each day I am tested by life in like manner. If I persist, if I continue to try, if I continue to charge forward, I will succeed.
The first key to mastering persistence is to be brave. There are few things like the sting of the blade that can drain us of our will to press forward. For some, that sting is rejection. For others, criticism. And for others, a lack of support from coworkers, family, or friends. Some deal daily with physical challenges. Others with emotional fatigue. Reflect on those things that sting you on a daily basis. Now, write them down on paper. Every morning when you rise, look at the list. This is what has been stopping you from persisting until you succeed. The good news? Everyone gets stung. You're not alone. The better news? After careful review, you most likely would not want anyone else's list. The first key is, be brave. The affirmation is, I charge forward every day in spite of the sting of the blade. Listen to Og for the second key.
I will persist until I succeed. I was not delivered unto this world in defeat, nor does failure course in my veins. I am not a sheep waiting to be prodded by my shepherd. I am a lion, and I refuse to talk, to walk, to sleep with the sheep. I will hear not those who weep and complain, for their disease is contagious. Let them join the sheep. The slaughterhouse of failure is not my destiny.
The second key to mastering persistence is to be self-motivated. Og states, no one was delivered unto this world in defeat. Then we must ask, why have so many chosen to be defeated? Og continues, I will hear not those who weep and complain, for their disease is contagious. Then he states the end result of those who contract this disease. They are sent to the slaughterhouse of failure. What are the signs and symptoms of this deadly disease? Let me help you start the list. Sleeping longer than you should, watching too much television, avoiding exercise, eating too much. Now you complete the list. If you have any of these signs and symptoms, take a big sigh of relief, because there is a simple cure. First, identify the first sign or symptom on your list that applies to you. Second, determine what you will do differently. And third, do it. The second key is, be self-motivated. The affirmation is, I am in charge of my own destiny. Here is the third key.
I will persist until I succeed. The prizes of life are at the end of each journey, not near the beginning, and it is not given to me to know how many steps are necessary in order to reach my goal. Failure I may still encounter at the 1,000th step, yet success hides behind the next bend in the road. Never will I know how close it lies unless I turn the corner. Always will I take another step. If that is of no avail, I will take another, and yet another. In truth, one step at a time is not too difficult.
The third key to mastering persistence is to take another step. Ogg states, one step at a time is not too difficult. We have all heard that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. But to finish the journey, one must continue to take another step, and then another. The length of the journey is seldom known. You will know when you arrive, but you cannot arrive if you stop taking steps. Here is the wisdom in the scrolls. Why do we stop? Could it be the sting of the blade? What does it take to get us moving again? Ourselves? Self-motivation? We have caught Ogg sequencing again. Master key number 1 and key number 2 and key number 3 will be automatic. The third key is take another step. Move forward. The affirmation is, I focus on the prizes at the end of the journey and find the strength to take another step. Here's the fourth key.
I will persist until I succeed. Henceforth, I will consider each day's effort as but one blow of my blade against a mighty oak. The first blow may cause not a tremor in the wood, nor the second, nor the third. Each blow of itself may be trifling and seem of no consequence. Yet from childish swipes, the oak will eventually tumble. So it will be with my efforts of today. I will be likened to the raindrop which washes away the mountain, the ant who devours a tiger, the star which brightens the earth, the slave who builds a pyramid. I will build my castle one brick at a time, for I know that small attempts, repeated, will complete any undertaking.
The fourth key to mastering persistence is to do the little things consistently. What great visuals! Felling an oak tree one childish swipe at a time. Devouring a tiger one ant nibble at a time. Building a huge pyramid one small brick at a time. In a world of big ideas, big dreams, and immediate gratification, it's no wonder so many are disillusioned. The bigger the goal, the greater the need to focus on the small things. Write down your goals. Be very clear on what you want to do. Now break down each goal into bite-sized details, the little things. Decide to do the little things consistently. Do this, and your goals will be realized. The fourth key is, do the little things consistently. The affirmation is, I focus on the little things that, when consistently completed, result in excellence. Here is the fifth key.
I will persist until I succeed. I will never consider defeat, and I will remove from my vocabulary such words and phrases as quit, cannot, unable, impossible, out of the question, improbable, failure, unworkable, hopeless, and retreat, for they are the words of fools. I will avoid despair, but if this disease of the mind should infect me, then I will work on in despair. I will toil, and I will endure. I will ignore the obstacles at my feet and keep mine eyes on the goals above my head, for I know that where dry desert ends, green grass grows.
The fifth key to mastering persistence is to eliminate negative self-talk. There should be a sign hanging in the front of your mind which reads, "Don't feed the obstacles." Their favorite food? Negative self-talk. Feed the obstacles at your feet and they will quickly grow into monsters. Now let's have some fun. Make a list of the culinary delights that you have been feeding your obstacles. Let me help you get started. Sautéed sarcasm, past failure pâté, deep fried despair with an iced inadequacy, and for dessert, lame personality pudding with fresh brewed I'm a moron mocha. Are you feeling sick? Wouldn't you agree it's time to starve your obstacles and start feeding your soul? The fifth key is eliminate negative self-talk. The affirmation is, I focus on the positive and eliminate the negative. Here's the sixth key.
I will persist until I succeed. I will remember the ancient law of averages, and I will bend it to my good. I will persist with knowledge that each failure to sell will increase my chance for success at the next attempt. Each nay I hear will bring me closer to the sound of yay. Each frown I meet only prepares me for the smile to come. Each misfortune I encounter will carry in it the seed of tomorrow's good luck. I must have the night to appreciate the day. I must fail often to succeed only once.
The sixth key to mastering persistence is to reframe refusal. Close your eyes, of course, unless you're driving. Envision a hill and a winding road leading to the top. Picture yourself standing on the road at the bottom of the hill and your dreams waiting at the top. Your dreams are spectacular, incredible, brilliant. To get to your dreams, you must walk up the road to the top of the hill. Ahead, you see several barriers which you must cross or climb over or through, but you don't care because, as Og stated in the previous key, you have your eyes on the goals above your head. Focused, you proceed. At one of the obstacles, you look down and notice a curious sign that reads, "You are a failure." Chuckling, you glance back and realize every obstacle had a sign. One reads, "No, no, no." Another, "You can't do that." Yet another, "Don't forget how bad you feel this morning." You smile, turn around, look up, and fix your eyes on the goals above your head and continue the journey. Now you know one of the greatest secrets of life. Each failure brings you closer to your dreams. The sixth key is reframe refusal. Affirmation. I know that each failure brings me one step closer to success. Here's the seventh key.
I will persist until I succeed. I will try and try and try again. Each obstacle I will consider as a mere detour to my goal and a challenge to my profession. I will persist and develop my skills as the mariner develops his, by learning to ride out the wrath of each storm.
The seventh key to mastering persistence is to overcome obstacles. Now you know that obstacles are mere detours and opportunities to develop new, often needed skills. Remember the winding road. The skills you are developing now are valuable and will serve you well as you get closer to the top of the hill. Review your list of the painful experiences in your life and the lessons that were learned. The seventh key is overcome obstacles. The affirmation is, I turn obstacles into stepping stones to success. There are two more keys. Here's the eighth.
I will persist until I succeed. Henceforth, I will learn and apply another secret of those who excel in my work. When each day is ended, not regarding whether it has been a success or a failure, I will attempt to achieve one more sale. When my thoughts beckon my tired body homeward, I will resist the temptation to depart. I will try again. I will make one more attempt to close with victory, and if that fails, I will make another. Never will I allow any day to end with a failure. Thus will I plant the seed of tomorrow's success and gain an insurmountable advantage over those who cease their labor at a prescribed time. When others cease their struggle, then mine will begin and my harvest will be full.
The eighth key to mastering persistence is to end each day with a success. At what time do you usually end your day? Open your calendar and make an appointment with yourself each day for the next 30 business days, 15 minutes before the day ends. On each day, write the words, "One more thing." When the appointment time arrives, ask this question: what one thing could I do between now and the end of my workday that would positively impact my future? Now do it. When the task is completed, write it down on your calendar. During the next 30 days, review often the one thing you did and reflect on the immediate and long-term results. Ask yourself two questions. One, what would be different had I not accomplished this task? And two, what would my life be like if I did this every day? The eighth key is end each day with success. Affirmation, I practice the plus one principle and end each day with victory. Here's the ninth and final key.
I will persist until I succeed. Nor will I allow yesterday's success to lull me into today's complacency, for this is the greatest foundation of failure. I will forget the happenings of the day that is gone, whether they were good or bad, and greet the new sun with confidence that this will be the best day of my life.
The ninth and final key to mastering persistence is to sustain momentum. Have you ever visited a large dam that generates hydroelectric power? Water is stored and then channeled through large generators, and power is produced. The water released is constantly replaced by water flowing in from a tributary. If there is a sustained drought, the water in the dam is quickly depleted. Without water, the generators are shut down and there is no power generation. If the dam is a metaphor for our lives, how do we keep your dam filled with needed resources? How easy is it to be complacent for a day or two, especially after receiving significant rainfall? Ogg calls this the foundation of failure. Remembering key number 4, what are the little things you could do daily to ensure you have a consistent storage of resources? The ninth key is sustain momentum. The affirmation is, I celebrate yesterday's success with today's hard work and enthusiasm. How long should we persist? Listen to Ogg's closing thought.
So long as there is breath in me, that long will I persist. For now I know one of the greatest principles of success. If I persist long enough, I will win. I will persist. I will win.